right. So petrol in SA is 32% more expensive today than it was in 2012, despite the Brent crude price oil roughly being the same. The difference is almost wholly attributed to taxes on the fuel, which it has grown by more than 90%. In fact, according to exchangerate.org, South Africans pay 938 rand per barrel of oil on in October 1st, 2012, compared to 907 rand for a barrel of oil on Tuesday. So it's a little bit less. The South African petrol price, however, increased from 12 rand 20 inland in 2012 to 16 rand 20 inland in on Wednesday, the Department of Energy's own records show. This means that the petrol price has increased by 32.9% since 2012. The increases are attributed to taxes. Now listen to this. The direct tax on petrol grew from 1 rand 97 in 2012 to 3 rand 52 in 2019, and the road accident from 88 cents to 1 rand 98. In June, the National Treasury also introduced a 9-cent carbon tax on fuel, which does not go towards funding green projects, but is redirected towards the national budget. Combining the taxes on fuel growth from 2 rand 98 in 2012 to 5 rand 62 in 2019. Guys, of that fuel you buy, 5 rand 62 is just tax. Now, can I ask, when do we stop? When do we stop, you know, abusing the middle income? Because this is who it affects the most. When do we stop? When do we say enough is enough? VAT is up 15%. We pay our taxes, plus now we must pay extra taxes on fuel.
Yeah.
You see, we wouldn't need a road accident fund if we had implemented compulsory insurance on everybody.
True.
Yeah.
Because with insurance, you are forced out to take out liability cover. The same way an Uber driver, when he takes out and he gets put on the Uber platform, he has to take out 5 million rand public liability.
Yeah.
For the passengers and for any destruction that he might cause.
Yeah, true.
Now, I don't understand why we can't implement insurance on everybody. Take, for example, in countries like Mozambique, it is compulsory for you to have third-party insurance. So you don't have to have comprehensive cover. You must have third party. So that means if Marshall bumps me, I can claim from Marshall's insurance to pay for my car, but Marshall will still have to repair his car out of his own cost, because third party only covers theft, fire, and third party accidents.
Yeah, that's a good way to do things.